Hey, good morning. Welcome to VBS Sunday and welcome to the celebration. I'm going to take about 10 to 12 minutes here to share some things about this week and going forward. But before we go, we would like to just say thanks to all those who made it possible. If you're in here, could Tammy, Carl, and Jeanette, who are the church staff for children, stand up, and the VBS team, if you're in here, could you also stand up this morning? I don't see you. That, I mean, there they are. So give them a big round of applause. We love you. We appreciate you and very thankful for you. Thank you very much. They, you know, as you can tell, this is months in advance of working and planning to make much about Jesus to our children, and we thank you. And to everyone else who gave food, time, money, and donations, we appreciate that. These children had an absolute blast, had great content this week, and learned about Jesus. And you can see when adults make much of Jesus, children make much of Jesus, and we appreciate that on a deep level. Even stories like this week of Sandy Jewell donating in honor of her son Jeff Jewell, who passed away with cancer. She's grieving the loss of a son, but wanted to pass something along to the children to come to this church and to build their faith. So all those special stories that we heard this week, we celebrate that, love that, grieve with you, and celebrate you as you do that. So here's the basic message this morning. We've talked a lot about superheroes this week. We've talked a lot about incredible faith. And I want to tell you guys, kids, you did an awesome job this week. You did an amazing job of behaving and listening. If you're a crew leader, could you stand up in here this morning? These are the real superheroes. I mean, they did an amazing job of being patient with children, loving on them, climbing on them, and all that, and just... on behalf of a parent of mine, thank you for hanging out with Elliot Miles all week and smiling about it. It is appreciated. And they talked a lot about Daniel, and they talked about his faith and how it was incredible. I want to share some things with children and parents today that is deeply important to you going forward. So I hope you hear this with graceful ears. I hope that it's an inspiration to you this morning. I hope that you can have incredible faith going first as a parent. You know, in this world, in this culture, a lot of times we only see the tipping point. We only look at the moment where Daniel was rescued from the lions. We only look at these fiery furnace moments where somebody's a hero. But a lot more was happening in Daniel's life that led to that big, great moment of victory. And I want to share with you how Daniel got there, and as children, how you can have incredible faith. But parents, listen. Listen to me. Look at me. You are superheroes to your kids. And although they might not agree with it all the time, I remember when Elliot went on his first field trip in first grade, and he was acting, or no, Kyle, my oldest son, he was acting kind of weird about it. And I finally said, Kyle, do you not want me to go on this field trip? And he said, no, I don't. And I said, why not? And he said, because you're bald, you know? So at times I get it that you might not feel like the superhero in your family, but you parents, you are the greatest influence of your child's life. You are the superhero. So I want children and adults to listen because there's a lot that needs to happen. The first verse I want to share with you is from Daniel's life after a tragedy that he had. Look up here on the screen with me. Daniel's city was burnt down. He was being taken away from his homeland. But here's what Daniel did in response. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself in this way. Parents, I want you to think about graduation. I want you to think about college. I want you to think about when your child gets married. I want you to think about your child raising other children. I want you to think about being a grandparent one day. What Daniel did that was important is that he thought with the end in mind. He had a predetermination of who he wanted to be and set a vision for his own life. And if you are like me sometimes you just let life come at you. Sometimes you're drifting in the ocean with a raft with no oars. In this life, we need a compass. We need an end in mind. We need a destination point so that we can work ourselves to that. And once we have that destination point, we need inspiration. Daniel was inspired by God, but he had a vision of what and who he wanted to be as he faced situations. So why is that important? Because as a parent, the world's at you. You're often tired when you get off work. You have stresses and concerns. Fathers, it's hard to play at 5 or 6 o'clock, right? It's hard to be engaged with kids who have an endless amount of energy that are ready to go, but they need you and they want you, and you have to prepare for that. You have to have rest for that and hope for that. But have you made up your mind that Jesus is King? Have you made up your mind that you want to pass your faith on to your children? Then we need to discuss as a church, as a body, what does that look like? You need short and long-term milestones. Things like the birth of your baby. That's kind of a big day. A faith commitment from your child to be listening. Are you prepared for when your children want to talk about Jesus? Preparing for the tough stage of adolescence. Do you guys remember how awkward junior high was for you? Do you remember how weird and how just no self-esteem was there, worried about what everyone thinks about you? Your children will face that as well. A commitment to purity. Have you thought through how to train your child to be pure in their speech and all the other things that come with purity? A passage to adulthood. I love when parents that are faithful and committed in the early elementary years, they often have the hardest time letting go of the children. Some people look forward to that moment, and that's the greatest moment of your life. There is life after your child being 16, I promise you. There is life after the thing, but you have to prepare and grieve for that. There's high school graduation and all of the above. But listen, we all need real inspiration, and inspiration comes in many forms. I remember when I was on a trip in Florida, and I was sitting up and I was eating some Cheerios. I think I've told this story before. And I looked in the mirror earlier that morning. I wasn't happy with the size of my stomach. And I was sitting there. And you know what came on TV that morning? P90X commercial. And it was like how you could get super buff and look like this dude on this TV. Only if you ordered these videos, right? And if you did it. And as I have crumbs of Cheerios falling on my chest, I thought, you know what? This is the answer. I can do this. All right? We all need those moments where life change happens, but we need real inspiration that will last. We need real inspiration in Jesus. So parents, if you're not inspired by Jesus and giving room to that in your life, your children probably won't be either. As youth pastor for 15 years, I can tell you, it's not the perfect parents that win, it's the parents that stick with it that win. It's the parents that make a commitment, even through their own mistakes, worries, and their own faults, that you will win in the long run. You know what God's greatest promise to us as children are? He will always be with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And he will be right there with us. The greatest gift to your kids you can give is, I love you, I believe in you, I'm proud of you, and I'm never giving up on you. No matter what you do or say, your parent is here for you. And we need to inspire our children. The people that can often struggle in life is when that support system breaks down in that affects them for the rest of their life, and sometimes it's hard to repair. But it's not just about inspiration. There's one more point I'd like to share with you. If you're like me, obviously I didn't really take serious the P90X videos, right? I mean, I did it for like 4 days and my arms really hurt. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. Started looking into surgery. Once you are inspired, there must be a word I like to use. This. Now listen. Cultivating the inspiration. Let's look at this verse here with Daniel's life. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows were open towards Jerusalem. Now here's a cultivation. Kids, you want to be a superhero, have incredible faith? Parents, 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. What Daniel did was incredible. Daniel got a bad draw in life. His city burnt down. He was basically taken away as a slave. But he refused to defile himself, and he kept going, and he kept having victories, even though he had been dealt an incredibly hard blow. So it's not so much about what happens in our life, it's about how we respond to what happens in our life. But Daniel cultivated his faith. The greatest joy of VBS this week for me was not all the loud or big times, or wasn't how well that everyone did their job. It was this. Every kid received a prayer journal so that they could learn to cultivate their faith after VBS was over. Because sometimes, as a church, we can be guilty about inspirational moments with no cultivation after the fact of the inspiration. It was awesome to see Elliot come home and say, "Mom, I have to confess my sins in this book." And he did a good job. Miles took the opportunity to say, "Yeah, I said all these bad words," and it was another opportunity for him to say the bad words all over again. So, but these leaders, this preschool team, had the option to start training the child in order to connect back to the inspiration they had received. And parents, as you think about the milestone of what you want your kids to be, there's these big inspirational moments that happen, but it's also a day-by-day cultivation of your kids' faith. And that's for you to fight for, to contend for, to give priority and a purpose. And in this culture where it's just weird to talk about God anymore, the prayer is a forgotten tool. I would invite you today to be inspired and start cultivating that space within your own home. Because here's the truth. The church gets your kids for a couple hours a week. If you are currently relying on that to finish the job, you probably won't be happy with the results at the end. That as a parent, you're the superhero. You're the person that can pour into your kid and teach values and give them hope. And I want to challenge and press on you and give yourself grace for the past. But could you invite God more into the story of your family to give inspiration and cultivation? You know, the job of a parent never ends, right? This past week, my 20-year-old called me. I'm super excited that he's recently got into fishing. He even bought a kayak like his dad. I take great pride in that. But he calls me. He went to visit his girlfriend in Toledo for the weekend, and he calls me. He said, "Dad, I'm out in Lake Erie on a kayak." My heart dropped, because I'm like, "Well, you're where? Doing what? You can't even take a bass boat out there. You need a 22-foot B-side boat to be on Lake Erie." He's like, "Dad, I got a hole in my kayak right now, and water's filling up." I'm like, oh, don't freak out. So he's like, "Oh, I'm almost back at shore, but I'm going to Myers to get a blowtorch, and I'm going to fix that, then I'm going back, Dad." And you know, it's kind of like, I mean, kids got to figure some things out. I was like, "Kyle, do you know that big boats are not, or small boats, it's not good for Lake Erie?" "Yeah, I'm a pretty good swimmer. I got my life jacket on." I'm like, all right. And I tried to talk him out of it. As I can see the conversation, he wasn't going to listen. He was going to blowtorch his kayak and go back out on the Lake Erie. That was the plan for the day. So I switched the conversation. "Well, in the darker water, use green. Catch a big one." Because that's all he was willing to listen was how to catch the fish. And it's heart-wrenching when you can't fix it for your children. And they don't do what you say. And they don't have your faith. Or they don't worship like you want them to. But here's the deal. Our job as parents are to do our best to inspire and cultivate a deep faith. And for our church, BBS is a one-week event. We have 51 more weeks to cultivate faith at the dinner table, Sunday morning breakfast, coming to church. As you go, talk about God as you go. It will make a difference in the life of your children. So if you're overwhelmed out there today, like, "Have we been doing this? Do I feel mom or dad guilt right now?" Listen. God usually doesn't care too much about the past. He's worried about what you do today. Recommit, restart. If you need help with the cultivation of your children, our staff and our elders are open to you all week long. We would love to help you get a plan for your children. And kids, I want to close with this. Look up here. The real superhero is Jesus Christ. He loved you. He died for you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. When he came out of that grave 3 days later, after dying for our sins, he tells us that we can live a new life, that he gives us incredible power. And that same power that raised Jesus from the dead also lives in you. And when the world tells you to do something you know is wrong, he's given you the power to say no. And when God wants you to do something courageous, he's given you the power to say yes to good things. He's given you the power to listen and honor your mother and father. He wants to be with you at school. He wants to be with you as you play sports. He wants to be with you at church. He is always with you, and he has power that we cannot think or imagine. And he says if you pray to him and you ask him for help, he will deliver you and make you strong. Your God, Christ Jesus, is for you, not against you. And kids, nothing in this world can separate you from the love that Jesus Christ has. And you guys are awesome, beautiful in this church. We love you. And we want you to know that Jesus Christ is the true superhero. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for who you are and what you do. We ask, Father, as we go celebrate and as we are about to receive some instructions on what to do next, God, that we just have a fun time with our children and families and we celebrate the good things that God has done. Father, also for parents, I pray that they will think about what their kids want to be in the future, and we will set times to cultivate that with them. Father, for any parent that might be feeling guilt or shame or hardship, maybe this isn't something they've done in the past. Father, may they quickly receive forgiveness or hope. And Father, today they can turn over a new leaf. And God, parent with Christ in mind. It's in your name we give thanks and amen. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for always being with us. Amen.
Amen.